Who likes saving money? Oh, you too? Well, this week we're talking about how to save money when you're buying a cell phone.
Welcome to the Wallet Win Podcast. Each week we take a look at a different piece of the personal finance puzzle. I'm Jonathan Texera.
And I'm Amanda Texera. We're your guides on your journey to getting out of debt, building wealth, and changing the world through generosity.
Here we go.
Hey, Jonathan here. I want to tell you about a free workshop that we've got going on. You can go get it at walletwin.com/training. It's called How to Pay Off Debt and Save Money Without Giving Up Everything You Love. Inside this one, you're going to learn how to know exactly what your next best step is for your finances. You're going to learn the number one strategy for getting your hard-earned money working for you and your dreams instead of Visa or Sally Mae. And you're going to learn the secret to seeing way more progress with your money. And you don't need a bigger income. You don't need to give up everything you love. You just need the Wallet Win method. And we walk you through it in this training at walletwin.com/training. It's totally free. So go sign up now, walletwin.com/training, or you can grab the link in the show notes. I'll see you there. Hey guys, this is part two of a series of podcasts. In the last one, in part one, we talked about saving money on your cell phone plan, that recurring cost that comes every single month. And there's lots of ways that you can save money there. And it's important to save money because it happens over and over again, maybe forever. So even if you're only shaving a few bucks, $5, $10, that money adds up, yes, over a year, but over the years, because it's going to be going on for a long time. So if you haven't listened to that one, definitely do. There's a link in the show notes. You can also go to walletwin.com/cellphones. And then you could also, maybe if you're just in your podcast app, just go back to the show and it's probably listed right there. So this is part two. We are talking about the phone itself, right? The saving on the cell phone plan is great, but in order to have a plan and use it, you need a phone. Well, first, I just want to call out a couple people who really saved big on their cell phone plans. I heard from some of you guys, somebody looked into with their parents and then for themselves, and they were able to save their folks about $1,000 a year, and they're going to be saving themselves $1,300 a year. That's awesome. And that is savings that's just going to come to you year after year after year. So great job, you guys. I got some more tips on different MVNOs that we talked about. I'll talk about those really quick. And there are two I want to talk about: Xfinity Mobile. My parents actually use this one, and a couple of you guys emailed in or posted or whatever talking about the savings you have there. That is great if you are an existing Xfinity customer. So you have television or internet service or whatever it is for them, then it can be a very cheap option. And they have unlimited plans as of recording. They're $45 a line, which is okay. And then they have pay per the shared gig. So you just buy space or bandwidth and then you share it across lines. And their website is a little interesting, it could be more straightforward, but it seems like you just buy this bucket of bandwidth. You can share it on up to 10 lines so that can get it pretty dang low, or can make it economical then for you to actually have cell service on your smartwatch or your tablet, since it's kind of in the cost already. So there's that one. And then the other one that somebody brought up to me was Visible. I had heard about them like right when they started off, and so I haven't been looking at them for a while, because when they launched, they were iPhone only, and not everybody in my family plan uses iPhone, so that's not on the table. Also, when they launched, they were only 4 lines, was their party plan. Well, now they do some Android phones, and they just opened the gates on how big that party can be. And what's neat with their plan is everybody pays separately. So you can even be in a party, and they encourage you to be in a party with strangers even to get up to that four or more size so you can get more and more savings. So it's unlimited. It uses the Verizon network. You get you're capped speed-wise, 5 Mbps when you tether, but it's unlimited tethering, so that's nice. And you will be... You will not have data prioritization. Other Verizon real Verizon customers will be higher on the totem pole, but that will only affect you when it's busy. So anyway, it's a pretty good one. It's $40 for unlimited, and then if you have more people, it gets cheaper. Once you hit four people or more, it's $25 a line per month, and everybody pays their own line, so you don't have to even worry about paying it yourself and getting the money from your brother or whatever. They just pay separately. And if you don't have that many people, again, you can join a party, as they call it, with strangers and get the savings. So pretty good option there. So if you're still looking to save, you can check out on that. But let's move on from the plan already. Let's talk about the phone, because this can be a big purchase. And I just want to say it's important to get a good phone. It's just like computers, right? Like, and some of it's personal preference and how you use it. But I know, like, Amanda and I, we buy MacBooks because we use them a lot. We get a lot out of them. But they last a while. I've only owned three computers since I was a senior in college. So that's, what was that? Ooh, 2008. So we got 18, 20, 21. So that was, 17. So anyway, that's like almost 15 years or so. I've only had three computers, and only one of them I bought brand new. The other ones I bought refurbished or used from someone I trusted, and they've been awesome. So I paid more, but I got more mileage out of it, and they worked really well. I've seen other family members, they just buy like the $180 Black Friday laptop special, and they're buying another one the next year or the year after that. And so it's similar with cell phones. You can get a free phone from a lot of cell phone carriers. It is a cheapo. And you can buy super cheap phones, but they're going to be slower. The screen that you are going to be looking at a lot isn't going to be that nice. And just the user experience is going to be slower. It's going to be older software, things like that. So it is, I recommend you get a good phone. Now, I'm not saying you get the absolute best top of the line, latest $1,000 plus phone. That's a lot of money. It's a computer. I mean, it is. It's a computer that fits in your pocket. And they're really now starting to be priced like computers. So I have ways, and I'm going to share them with you, where you don't need to be spending $1,000 to get a great phone. We're going to go through a couple different ways to do this. And I have the real numbers. I took a phone following my advice, and I looked it up at all these different places we're going to be talking about. And we're going to be looking at the savings that you can get. So really, there's a couple different ideas here. One, which I've already hinted at, the first idea here is, do you really need the top-of-the-line phone? Now, I love technology. I love gadgets. I love this stuff. And boy, oh boy, do I want the top of the line, newest, coolest, fastest, best camera, and really awesome features, brand new stuff phone. Oh, yeah, I want that one. But I don't really want to pay $1,000 or $1,200 or $1,500. I mean, those folding phones are so cool. But they are $2,000. I'm not going to spend $2,000 on a phone. So I say, you know what? That's cool. I'm not going to, maybe that'll be commonplace in a few years, and maybe I'll get one then. But right now, I don't need to pay that much. So I recommend that, and I'm saying, I can almost say this with a guarantee, you don't need the brand newest, hottest, fastest, newest, most expensive phone. Now, those are great phones, and they will last a while, but it's just like a car. When it's brand new, it costs the most. When it's a little bit older, it costs less. Not that there's necessarily depreciation. There is, buying a used one is cheaper, but it's just that it's not the newest model anymore. And so you see this. This has been pretty common, especially with iPhones, right? They come out with the iPhone 12. Well, the day that happens, you know, or the iPhone 11 is like the new one. And let's just, I don't know what the prices are. Let's just say it's $1,000. It's $1,000. The next day, the iPhone 12 comes out. The iPhone 11, now, yesterday, it was the newest one available. Now it's a year old, it always was, but now it's priced like it's a year old. It gets cheaper. And the one they were selling before that was maybe the XR something or the X something, the 10R. Now that is technically, marketing-wise, is 2 years old. So it's further, even more cheaper than it used to be. So these were new phones when they came out. They were, if not top of the line, close to it. And so they have great processors, good RAM, amazing screens, good cameras, all this stuff, right? They always brag about the camera. Well, just because there's a new one doesn't mean all the other cameras on the previously most amazing camera we've ever made suddenly gets worse. There's a new one that's a little bit better. And so this is my suggestion. You get a really great phone, but you get an older one. So we'll use this in our example coming up, but we're going to shop for an iPhone 10R or an XR and see what that looks like depending on the different places we go. And that's one, just going to be showing our, that's the, this first strategy of getting a nice phone, but an older one. Now, your other option would be getting a new phone, but what's called a mid-tier phone. So these don't have the newest stuff, the most breathtaking, amazing 10x zoom cameras, thermal imaging, LiDAR scanner stuff. Like, no, it's not in these. But they're still great. These are the phones that I got for my in-laws. They actually both have the same phone. So finding different cases was fun. But anyway, and it was, what was it? It was recommended by Wirecutter. I think it's the Moto G Power. I think that's what it was. And, you know, we got it, I think, brand new. The thing is like $180 or something. And then for one of them, I was able to get it renewed, like Amazon renewed. We'll talk about that in a little bit, but refurbished. And that one ended up being like $130 or something, $140. And it's a great phone. It's got, I think, three cameras, got the fingerprint unlock, everything they need, pretty much almost everything I need. And it's really, really reasonably priced. Totally unlocked, works everywhere, nice and fast. Anyway, so that's your other option. Get a new mid-tier phone. So the specs aren't as nice, but it's brand new. It's as good as that price is going to get you. And you don't have to, if you're a little worrisome about used or refurbished, well, you can buy it new and it's still pretty dang cheap. So those are your two options there, really, on like which phone you're going to get. Where you can go top of the line or near it, but older, or newer, but not top of the line, middle of the line. So those are those. That's kind of the big question of, well, which phone are we going to get? Now, after the break, we're going to talk about where to buy that phone and how to buy that phone, whichever one you pick, to make sure you get it for the best price. We'll be right back. This episode is brought to you by Holo, the Catholic meditation app.
Ooh, that's nice.
Yeah, isn't it? That is some background sounds, the Gregorian chant background that you can put on any of the meditations inside the app.
Cool.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of them. There's nature sounds, ocean waves. Yeah, white noise, gentle rain, ambient tones, even church bells.
I appreciate that a lot because sometimes when you're praying, silence is amazing, but it can also lead to distractions and rabbit holes, and a little bit of guided noise to help you enter into that prayer experience can be a huge benefit.
Yes, or if you're praying somewhere that's not silent,
like our house.
Yeah.
And probably yours.
Sound can kind of help you carve out a little bubble as you pray or meditate. And you can listen to all those. You can add these on to anything that you're doing in the Holo app. And you can get your extra long extended 30-day free trial of the premium tier of Holo at holo.com/walletwin. That's Holo, H-A-L-L-O-W bankofamerica.com/walletwin to get that extra long free trial, or just click the link in the show notes.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Forget the frustration of picking commerce platforms when you switch your business to Shopify, the global commerce platform that supercharges your selling wherever you sell. With Shopify, you'll harness the same intuitive features, trusted apps, and powerful analytics used by the world's leading brands. Sign up today for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/tech, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/tech.
Welcome back. We are talking phones on today's episode, and we just went over, you just heard how to pick the phone that you're looking for, or the type of phone, right? Newer, but mid-grade, or great grade, you know, top of the line, but older, and that's just going to bring the price down considerably. So we're going to take that first approach here, and we're going to be, well, we'll do that in just a second. I want to talk about the different places, and then we're actually going to go shopping for a phone. So the diff, you can buy used or refurbished. They're a little bit different. Refurbished is somebody traded it in or sent it in for repairs or whatever. They got a new one back. And so they take this one. They swap out the battery. They clean it up really nice. Most of the time, you can hardly tell it was ever used. It's awesome. And you get a great deal for that. So one, you can buy used. And I know some of you, right? I am fine buying from a stranger on Facebook Marketplace or whatever, because I know computers, I know phones, I know how to check them out, what to look for to see if it's broken, and how to do it quickly, because I'm, you know, standing on their steps or whatever. If you or somebody you know isn't comfortable doing that, that's okay. Here's what you can do, and I'm gonna go through an order of what I recommend where you buy from. One, top one really is gonna be from friends, coworkers, or neighbors, because they aren't going to want to rip you off, because they know that, like, they know you and they like you. You're gonna be seeing them every day at work or at family gatherings. So if they sell you a lemon, they're gonna hear about it. And you're probably going to get your money back, because you're just going to bother them until it happens. So they're going to feel bad selling you something. Oh, yeah, well, the battery kind of stinks on this one now. It's so old. Here you go. That's not going to happen. So you're going to get something that works well. And if you're in a pinch, here's a side note. If you're in a pinch, like you dropped your phone, totally cracked and smashed, you just need anything, well, just reach out to this group of people, because they can probably hook you up. Because, right, you get a new phone, or if you got the one in the drawer that you're not using anymore. Collecting dust and getting older and older, well, they'll give it to you, or they'll sell it to you for super cheap. I've done this before. I think Amanda had dropped the phone, or a kid spilled it on it or something, and then I dropped mine. So, like, we had already blown through our phone in the drawer. And so I just put out a message at the place I was working at the time and said, hey, this happened. I'm just like, does anybody have even just like an older iPhone that I could use right now? And I had tons of people like, here, you can just have this one. I've got one of these. Do you want it? I was like, sweet. And it's even newer than the one I had dropped. So it was an upgrade for sure. And you probably used that phone for like a year or two. It was great. Instead of just the hold me over, because it was, in fact, better than what I was using. So that was really great. And so go to friends, coworkers, neighbors, people, one you trust and won't want to be screwing you over, right? And then some rando guy on Facebook Marketplace. After that, I recommend you can look on all sorts of different places online for like reseller stuff. So there's eBay. eBay is great because there's tons of choices. You can go from just a person selling their old phone to a business that like sells phones. They buy a bunch of phones, they refurbish them, and they sell them. What's great about eBay is there's the eBay guarantee. So if they say it's like new, and when it comes, it's not like new, you can send it back and get your money back. Even if they say no returns or anything like that, you're covered by the eBay guarantee. If you buy something anywhere else or private party, just and if you pay on PayPal for goods and services, not just sending money to someone, you also would be protected by PayPal's guarantee. But the eBay one is a lot easier. It's kind of automatic when you're buying on eBay. Unless, now that you got to make sure they say, like, condition is used, check the pictures. Check the pictures is code for there's something wrong with it, but I don't want to say what it is because I'm being skeezy. So buyer beware. So just wait, just look for something. It's very clear what the condition is, so you know if it's going to work or not. This saved my butt on a computer I bought from a guy. He said it worked great. It ended up having a bum video card that when you edited video and were in exporting it, like it would crash every time. Took it to Apple. They confirmed it. Anyway, the guy never knew, right? Because he probably never did that. But it wasn't in great condition. So I was able to send it back and get my money back and get a different computer. So that can save you on eBay. You also get something similar on Marketplace, but we'll get to that when I talk to Marketplace. Next place is reseller sites. So there are sites specifically set up to buy and sell refurbished or used phones. There's Swappa, Declutter, and Backmarket. We'll be looking at that one here in a little bit. And they're set up for this. They will often also have a guarantee on that the condition matches what it says on the site. And those are more, they're vetted, you know, there's usually professionals on there, or it's just the company themselves on their site. They've checked the phone, so you're a little safer there. After that is Marketplace, where Facebook Marketplace, you're going to need to know what you're looking for, all of that. Now, if you buy it with shipping, where it acts a little bit more like a store, you do get like a Facebook guarantee that the condition matches, that it works when it says it works, things like that. So that's a little bit of a cushioning for you, but most of the time, like, you're not going to be getting companies like who are professionals at refurbishing phones and selling them. You're just going to get somebody selling their old phone on Marketplace. And then after that's good old Craigslist. Craigslist certainly has lost a lot of its luster after Marketplace came around and started to devour its market share, but it's still good. No guarantees at all there. And I place Marketplace first because so many more people use it now. And also because they use their real names and faces with their Facebook profiles instead of just some anonymous email like on Craigslist. So you'll just be a little bit more likely to not have somebody want to scam you because they're interacting and using their real name and face on Facebook. So there's all those places you can go for your place. I'll put them in order. And again, this order can flip or flop a spot or two depending on your situation. But friends, coworkers, friends, family, neighbors, then eBay, reseller sites, and those could flip and flop, eBay and reseller sites, then Marketplace, and then finally Craigslist or wherever else you would look, next door maybe, who knows. So then we're going to do that one more place, and then we'll go shopping. So the last one would be carrier deals. So if you've done the work from the first episode, you found a great deal for your cell phone service. Well, there might, depending where that service is from, there might be something there that can save you money on a good phone. Like Xfinity, for example, just on their site trying to figure out some of their details. They had a thing, it's like, buy an iPhone from them, you'll get $200 off. Now, it's when you buy it in the 24 monthly installments, they'll take that $200, they'll chop it up into 24 pieces and make the payment that much less per month. So that's not that exciting. Other folks, you'll see this again on larger carriers, you know, it's like you get it for free or switch to us and you get this phone for free or free with a trade-in or something. And again, it's usually sign up for the 24 payments. And we will take, you know, the price of the phone, chop that up, and, you know, the payment's $24.82 every month. Well, we'll charge you that, but we'll give you $24.82 credit every month, so it's zero. That's good, right? You end up owning make sure you own the phone at the end of it, or there's a very low payoff price if it doesn't cover the whole phone. But it locks you in. So if you change your plan or you leave the carrier, you will owe the price for the whole phone. And you can't just give it back. You need to pay for it. That is right. You know, so you need to make sure you like your service and you're not, nothing, no changes will be coming, before you do that. It's kind of a little bit harking back to the old ones where you'd be on a contract. Now it's just kind of a, not necessarily you're locked in a contract, but there are some penalties monetarily, some fees that you'll pay if you break. But if you like the service, if you like your plan, it's not a bad option if it works for you. Though I'd say my preference is usually just to buy the phone, and you can sell your old one to help, you know, offset the cost. But anyway, it can work sometimes. Let's go shopping for a phone. Now, we're taking our advice from the beginning, right? We're going for a top or near top of the line phone, but an older one. So we're looking at an iPhone XR, or you'll see X written as an X, XR. And I did a little shopping earlier. Now, if we were to buy it, and let's compare it just to like the newest iPhone. So the newest iPhone right now, as I record this, is the iPhone 12. iPhone 12 from Apple, brand new. It is $699, so $700 to get that top of the line phone. Trade-ins or anything like that, and we're also not going to be talking about tax because that'll be different wherever you are. For that top of the line phone. Now, if we step back maybe 2 years or so, you'll get to the iPhone XR. It is, you know, plenty great. It has a great screen, good camera. This is actually the phone that Amanda uses and still does. It's a good one. And just by stepping back a little bit, now the price of that brand new is $499. We've saved $200 just by stepping back a year or two into an older but still very good phone. And for the phone, we've decided on the XR because it's so much cheaper. So let's see how cheap we can get this phone. So instead of the $499 brand new from Apple, let's go to Amazon refurbished. So Amazon renewed, in other term, is what they call it. So you just search what you want and say renewed, or go to the Amazon renewed store. So this is the same phone that I was going to pay $499 for at Apple. I can get it for $388. So that's $111 off. Incredible. So it's gonna, you know, battery's gonna be pretty new. It says at least 80% capacity relative to when it was brand new. That's what you get over time. They hold a little bit less. I've never had a problem with batteries like that when I've bought things like this. It says it's eligible for a replacement or refund within 90 days if you're not satisfied. And then any little scratches or anything, you won't be able to see them when you're holding the phone from arm's length. And it's it's covered, right? It's great. I bought other things, Amazon renewed, and they're in great condition. So this is $388. I'm saving $111 here. That's a little over 22% just for getting it refurbished from Amazon. Let's see if we can save even more, right? Amazon renewed was one thing. Let's check out eBay. I found one on here. There's a bunch of them on here, but I got XR. It's unlocked, carrier-wise, 64 gigabytes, black. It's in A condition, excellent condition. It's $339, $160 off the brand new price. That's nuts. So it's almost a third off. So it's 32% off. That is awesome. This one, of course, right? There might be a couple little things. You're not going to see them that bad, especially if you're holding it. And you're probably going to be putting it in a case. So you're not going to see the scratch on the side anyway. You are going to get probably a third-party cable and charger, but they will work. You're not going to get the Apple box, things like that, but you could probably throw it out anyway. And for $160, I will gladly get, you know, those third-party charger or whatever. And I will forego the Apple box to save that much, right? This $500 phone is now a $340 phone. That's awesome. Let's keep going though. So I looked on Marketplace, Facebook Marketplace, and it's going to change from place to place, but I found one. It was $300 plus $9 shipping. It's just from a guy or girl or whoever, from somebody. It does come with a case, which none of these other ones don't. So that saves me a little bit of money. But, you know, I don't know, the condition hasn't been checked and I can't test it because it's not in my town. But if there's something totally off with it, I could return it because of the guarantee. So there's that. Oh, there's also, I mentioned those refurbished sites. One of them I found is Back Market, kind of like Black Market Goods, but Back, like you're, anyway, backmarket.com. And I found iPhone XR, 64 gigabyte, black, unlocked. It is $309. And this comes with a 12-month warranty, 30-day back, money-back guarantee, because this is what they are in different conditions. This is a fair condition. It's $309, which says screen's very good. No scratches visible when screen is on. The body is good condition, might have light, but visible scratches, and the battery is the 80% mark. That's $309.99. I could go up I can go to good, which would be no scratches on the screen, and then maybe a scratch. No scratch is visible when I hold it out from my arm. And I could go very good for 368, which is like no scratches if you're 8 inches away. But again, so that good or fair, I think, is a good spot to be at. Because it's $309. It's $190 off. It's 38% off. That's crazy. So, right, this phone, right? So think about it. Instead of spending $700 for that iPhone 12, we decided to go and get the iPhone XR. So that automatically dropped $200 off, because now we're looking at a $500 phone. And by doing that, there's going to be more in that used and refurbished market because it's been around longer. So now when we look for them here, we can find them anywhere from 20 to almost 40% off. So instead of paying that $700 for that iPhone 12, I'm getting the iPhone XR or XR for $309. So I've saved, what is that? Almost $400, $390, because I'm getting a little bit older and I'm getting it refurbished. And I've almost cut my phone cost in half by doing that. So when you combine that, and this phone is going to last for years. It's not like I'm going to have to go buy another one next year or anything. Like, it's going to keep working, keep getting updates, keep being secure. I'm going to keep loving it for years. You get years out of phones these days because they are built so well. So that $309 is really going to be stretched out and work for me, especially right. I pair that savings with the savings I got from part one of the series, saving on my phone plan. Having my cell phone, having a plan has just gotten so much cheaper. So I encourage you to check that out yourself. There'll be some links in the show notes where you can get, you know, to go to a couple of these sites that I've mentioned and save some money next time you're looking for a phone. And do remember, the big one here is, again, you might not need a new phone. The phone you have right now, if it works great, well, then that's the phone for you. Just because a new one was released, just because yours is now a model year older, doesn't mean it's any worse than it was yesterday. It still works for you. So you replace your phones on your timeline instead of letting phone manufacturers dictate that for you. That's a big way where you can save. But when it is time to get a phone, follow these tips and you'll save a bunch. When you save a bunch of money buying a phone, let us know. You can mention us on Instagram, show us that new phone at WalletWin, and post it on Facebook and tag us. Let us know. Email us at email@WalletWin. We want to hear about you saving your money, or you can leave a voice message and tell us. I want to hear the excitement in your voice about you saving on a phone. Or if you have a question about anything money, you can leave us a voice message. You'll find that link in the show notes. If you're on your phone or your computer, anything with a microphone, you can leave us a message by clicking that link. So go save some money. Until then, I will see you guys next time on the Wallet One Podcast. Bye for now.
Thanks for joining us today. You can learn more about this show and the Wallet One program at walletone.com.
Music in this episode is from Dylan Gardner. Listen to his new album, Almost Real, on iTunes, Spotify, or wherever you get your music. See you next week.
Hey, Jonathan here. I want to tell you about a free workshop that we've got going on. You can go get it at walletone.com/training. It's called How to Pay Off Debt and Save Money Without Giving Up Everything You Love. Inside this one, you're going to learn how to know exactly what your next best step is for your finances. You're going to learn the number one strategy for getting your hard-earned money working for you and your dreams instead of Visa or Sally Mae. And you're going to learn the secret to seeing way more progress with your money. And you don't need a bigger income. You don't need to give up everything you love. You just need the Wallet Win method. And we walk you through it in this training at walletone.com/training. It's totally free. So go sign up now, walletone.com/training, or you can grab the link in the show notes. I'll see you there.